You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's another internet debate going on. This is not what color is the dress. Or what have been some of the others over the last couple of years?
You'd have to Google that. There's been many.
But here's the latest that's kind of funny to me because it involves language.
Yeah.
And I have a funny answer to this personally. But I guess there was a poll of 10,000 people. Wow. We really want to, we don't care about the really important things in the world. But if it comes down to whether you call it iced tea or iced tea, we need 10,000 people to sound off on that.
The people speak up. Yeah. The little mall surveyors were busy that day.
the clipboards were smoking.
Clipboard guy.
Iced tea, I-C-E. Or iced, I-C-E-D, tea. Which do you say?
I usually say, hey, bring me a Coke.
Yeah, you're not a tea drinker.
I'm not, but if I were iced tea, one single piece of ice. Yeah, you want some iced tea? Iced
tea. So you don't do the D.
God, I've never thought about it, but no, I've never done the D.
Iced tea.
Yeah.
49% of people say iced with the D. 49. Okay. 20% are like you. They just say ice.
Ice.
And then you got a big group of people that say either one is fine. Yeah, okay, that's a cop out. I'm a weirdo. And by the way, I'm an iced tea fanatic.
You
there
rave
is not
about
a
it.
Day that goes by that I don't have both hot tea and iced tea. Both of them all day, every
you
day.
You are so full of leaves.
I know. I got tea issues. But for this, the funny thing to me is that I spell it one way and I pronounce it another. So if I ever write it, I definitely include the D because it is tea that has been iced. It is iced tea. But I never pronounce it when I say it. Just like the word often. I know that it used to be back in the day, if you pronounce the T in often, you were a weirdo. Nobody said the T in that word. Now it has switched. So the vast majority of people now pronounce the T.
Okay.
I do not. I'm old school. It's just often. It's not often to me. But I spell it the way it should be. With the T, I pronounce it without the T. It's the same thing with the iced tea. I put the D in. I don't say it.
You are living on the edge, my friend.
Here's the funny thing, though, if you think about this, is the whole language question is obviously funny to me. I'm a word guy, and I'm all about the words. But you think about the fact that it's not just things like this, but just language in general. And I've wondered this before, and I want to toss it out to you, and I want you to answer this, Jer. Would we be better off on this planet if the entire world spoke just one, pick a language, any language, and everybody spoke it? Or are we better off having a variety of different languages?
Well, that's a good question. You'd put a lot of people out of business at the Rosetta Stone Company, but I think it's super convenient if you just had one language around the planet. I mean,
for travel
and everything, you wouldn't have to learn, you know, how to say where's the bathroom, all that stuff. I would like the one language for sure. Yeah, yeah.
There is a color to the fact that we have different languages. It might be interesting if we had one language, but we kept the dialects.
I don't like it because I don't like not knowing what people are saying if they're talking bad about me and things like that, you know, because then you would just know what everybody's saying. You wouldn't get into these situations where you're trying to be duped or taken advantage of or talked behind your back because you understand what they're saying.
I have plenty of female friends who say that when they go to nail salons, they know they're being talked about. They know they're being talked about by the women who are busy working on their nails, but they don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, 100%. Nick Nack has brought a friend with her before that speaks that language but says that she doesn't, so they can later discuss what they were talking about.
Aha, see?
Yep.
We're rapidly reaching the point where this is not going to matter anymore because now AI with translation has become so good that you can almost like take your phone and put an AI app on. And when you go traveling, let's say you travel to Portugal All right. You just have your phone out. You speak and it will on the screen immediately translate into Portuguese, and you hold it up for the person. They speak and answer and your phone translates it back to you.
We already do that. My sister, my brother-in-law is from Venezuela, and when his family comes into town, they don't speak any English. So that's how we have conversations with them. We'll sit on the couch talking to our phones, show them. They talk back and we read it. Yeah.
And there's also glasses now that are being developed that you wear, put the glasses on, and it does a little, it's almost like a projection thing on the glasses that immediately translates for you. But we could short circuit all of this if everyone on the planet just spoke one language. We'd have to pick one. Everyone agree to it, which will never happen.
Everybody
this is just
vote.
Pie in the sky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We just got mind candy going on here, people. Don't overthink it. Just have fun with it. But if we just had one language, I still would like the different dialects. In other words, I would like for people, say, in Italy, to have their Italian dialect with English, let's say, if that's the language we chose. I'd love to have the Russian people sound Russian when they're speaking the language. I love that color of it all. I'd hate to do away with it.
Yeah.
And besides,
the twang.
You know, people in the UK speak allegedly pretty much our same language, and it sounds so different. Same with Australia, right?
Yes, correct.
And we love the sounds
it's
of all
sexy,
of this.
Sexy, you know, too, to a lot of people. It's like...
We've asked British callers before if they think we sound sexy, and they come right out. They say, no, you sound stupid.
We do. Absolutely. Yeah. We do. We're like apple pie and hot dogs. And
yeah, we sound like hicks.
Let me give you one more that I have heard recently multiple times, and I don't know if all of a sudden this is becoming a thing or not, but I've always said theater. Let's go to the theater. I was in theater class. I did theater in high school. Theater is now the hot new thing when it comes to talking about the theater. It's theater.
That's a Southern thing. It's been around for a long, long time. A lot of people in the South say the theater.
I'm hearing people that are not from the South now call it theater.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is that's where it began, and it's starting to, it's now.
It
like
has
my
all
mom
of a sudden
said
caught
that.
On.
My mom is from Lubbock, Texas. She would go to the theater.
Yeah, I've listened to multiple podcasts lately with people saying that. Like TED Talks and stuff. Theater. Yes, it drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things that you can't stop hearing it then.
Right.
Theater. Yeah. Any hooter.
You don't like it? Well, it's also insurance or insurance, right?
Right.
Or something like you and I say the same word differently.
It's
and
the
it's
whole
interesting.
Wolf, woof,
right.
Windowsill, windowsill.
I always say interesting, and you are an interesting. You
interesting.
Make a, you add an extra syllable
it's interesting,
to it.
Yeah.
You say it's interesting, and I'm like, interesting. So even the two guys on the same show pronounce the same words differently.
Yeah.
How do we, any of us communicate?
How do we do it, Dom?